Hey, 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 and good evening to you. Yes, it's been how many months since I last did a podcast here, and you may be wondering where the hell has this girl been. Anyway, I've been here pretty much exploring the tech space, and I am back. Yeah, this is a personal brand podcast, but we're going to be talking a whole lot around tech, business, personal branding stories, life, and you know, all those things, right? So guys, today the conversation we're going to be bringing is going to be about technology, especially as regards the third world countries. So Nigeria, Ghana, Kenya, and all those countries in the third world, right? Mostly African countries, right? Today we're going to be talking about tech and how you can actually plug in. And this pretty much stemmed from a conversation I had with people on my WhatsApp status, and I decided to bring it here so that we can talk about it, all right? So that more people can hear about it. So first of all, there was a tweet from somebody called Yewi Dewi, and he says, "If you can work in tech, please." And then we had in Aboyeji, who says, "This is very important advice. Close to $3 billion will be pumped into the tech industry in Africa this year. Those numbers will only get bigger. Do your future self and generations a favor and switch to tech. All are welcome. You will not regret it." And I remember when I posted this, somebody was like, if we all move into tech, who is going to do the remaining jobs? And to be honest, whenever I talk to people about technology, I get this question a lot, you know, and it just means that people need to begin to be open-minded, because you can decide to switch to tech fully, or you can merge it with what you currently do in your current space or your current career. So take, for example, you hear of health tech, you hear of fintech, you hear of agri-tech, you hear of fashion tech, you hear of media tech, you hear of martech, food tech, legal tech. There's so much that can be done when you merge where you currently are with technology, even if you don't want to transition fully, right? So looking at it truthfully, in the global scene, you are pretty much competing with a 12-year-old who is already doing well in robotics. And you are 32 years in Africa asking me who will do other jobs. If you're not careful, your employer will buy the robots from the 12-year-old who will take over your job because it is cheaper, and then some processes will be automated. So it's time that we begin to wake up, right? Last two weeks, someone sent me a job opening, and it was a customer service role in the crypto space, and it was worth $5,000 per month. You have a tech writer who is making $6,500 a month. These are roles that we would, you know, normally underrate in the corporate space. But in tech, these people are money bags. Again, that thing that you know how to do well, you need to begin to ask yourself how you can plug into tech with it. All right? If you're looking to relocate, say, to the UK, data from 2020 says that the thriving jobs there are data analytics, cybersecurity, and cloud computing. Not to say that other jobs like UI, UX, or product management aren't doing well, but these ones are like the hottest, and of course they are well paid. So, if you want to get more insight about what I just talked about, you can go and check the Technician report for 2020, okay? If you're saying marketing, you need to begin to think product marketing, product management, tech writing, especially for content creators as well. So let me just give you a little assignment, yeah? Say you go to LinkedIn, and you type in the tech job that you like. Then you filter according to country, say USA, London, UK, Ontario, Canada, or any location of your choice. And I filter according to remote or on-site. And then you're going to see the jobs that are waiting to be grabbed. Some of them are remote, but they need you to be in that country for you to be able to work remotely. Okay? So anything that it is that you want to think about education, edutech. There is something for you. You can actually merge tech into it. Hey, please, can you lend me 2K? Please, dash me 2K. Somebody built an app that people can, you know, use to beg for money. You can imagine, okay? Somebody also is creating something where you can actually buy what we call Mama Put in Nigeria. Okay, so you need to begin to think. And the truth is that you don't have to learn how to code for you to actually be in tech. You know, okay? There are people that are paid up to $33 per hour for testing products and softwares to ensure that those products and softwares work properly. And they are called QA testers, quality assurance testers. Okay? A quick search on Google revealed who they are. It said QA testers run various tests on software to ensure it meets all standards and guidelines and is ready to be marketed to consumers. They identify issues and run debugging programs as needed. QA testers also generate reports, work with software developers to correct issues, and upgrade databases as required. All right? This is the truth. If you have not started now, especially in the global scene, then you're already late. But hey, imagine you start now, dedicate from this period to January to say, hey, I'm going to learn this thing. All right? Whether you're a lawyer, you're a doctor, you're a banker. I mean, even if you go do your research, you realize that some of the guys in the fintech space, especially here in Nigeria, are from the bank. So you see, there's quite a lot that you can do, okay? So guys, I want you to begin to see technology as a platform, and that on that platform, you can build anything that you want. Okay, I need you to begin to look at technology as a platform that you can build anything that you want. Okay, all right, guys, and there it is. I just decided to drop this one quickly and maybe use it as the intro to come back on this podcast to give you more juice. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. And if you love today's topic, don't forget to send me a message or connect with me on social media. Or share this podcast with someone who deserves to listen, all right? My name is Joy Enegalu, your humble host, and I'll see you next week.